The Necessity of a Close Walk with God. Sunnyside, Corranbong, New South Wales, Australia. August 11, 1898. The work before God's stewards demands faith and courage and hopefulness. We have to pass through moral dangers, and in Christ is our only hope. He will not fail any one of his workers. There is need for every soul to be gathering strength and spiritual experience. The Lord will work for his people when they will answer the prayer of Christ. Great dishonor is shown to God in the lack of faith and respect that is manifested for one another. Christ's likeness must be cherished. God cannot use to his name's glory those who are self-satisfied. We must advance, but it must be done with great consideration. God's work must not bear the imperfections of man. We must move solidly and healthfully, doing a work that will not need to be raveled out because of dropped stitches. In this work, God's word will be found a profitable guide. Poverty may bind about the work because we abide by God's simple truth, but there must be a firm adherence to the truth still. You may have to drop men, but not one thread of truth must be conceded. Said the great teacher, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Matthew 4, verse 4. Truth, eternal truth, is to be lived in the daily life. The maxims that the author of our salvation has given must be strictly adhered to. The living principles are as the leaves of the tree of life for the healing of human woes. In a thus saith the Lord is eternal wisdom. Notwithstanding God's word is so little practiced, this is the only remedy for the healing of individual and national woes. Man cannot bow upon his knees in the streets and in the marketplace to offer up his prayers to God, but never forget, wherever you may be, that there is a God upon whom you may call for wisdom. The Lord declared to John, "Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast not denied my name." Revelation 3, verse 8. Enoch walked with the unseen God. In the busiest places of the earth, his companion was with him. Let all who are keeping the truth in simplicity and love bear this in mind. The men who have the most to do have the greatest need of keeping God ever before them. When Satan presses his suggestions upon their mind, they may, if they cherish a thus saith the Lord, be drawn into the secret pavilion of the Most High. His premises will be their safeguard. Amid all the confusion and rush of business, they will find a quiet resting place. If they will place their trust in God, He will be their resting place. Take God with you in every place. The door is open for every son and daughter of God. The Lord is not far from the soul who seeks Him. The reason why so many are left to themselves in places of temptation is because they do not set the Lord ever before them. It is in the places where God is least thought of that you need to carry the lamp of life. If God be left out of sight, if our faith and communion with Him are broken, the soul is in positive danger. Integrity will not be maintained. The Lord is our helper, our defense. God has provided that no soul that trusts in Him shall be overcome by the enemy. Christ is just as much with his believing ones when they are compelled to be associated in any sense with the world as when they meet in his house to worship him. Think of these words: "Thou hast a few names even in Sardis which have not defiled their garments. They shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Verses 4, 5. These words are given for the people while they are in connection with the world, subject to temptations and influences which are deceiving and deluding. While they stay their mind upon him who is their sun and their shield, the blackness and darkness that surround them will not leave one spot or stain upon their garments. They will walk with Christ. They will pray and believe and work to save the souls that are ready to perish. These are trying to break the bands that Satan has fastened upon them, and they will not be put to shame if by faith they will make Christ their companion. Temptations and deceptions will be constantly brought up by the great deceiver to spoil the work of the human agent. But if he trusts in God, if he is humble and meek and lowly of heart, keeping the way of the Lord, heaven will rejoice, for he will gain the victory. God says, "He shall walk with me in white, with unsullied garments, for he is worthy." Verse 4. The Lord God of Israel is the only hope and refuge of his people. The people of God who will make use of his word, who will have faith in his promises, shall see of the salvation of God. Because so little faith is exercised, there is little deep, earnest, abiding experience. There is need of constant dependence upon God, as well as constant faith and earnest fervency of spirit. All heaven is interested in those who have received Christ, in whatever position in life they are placed. Some who are numbered among merchants and princes will take their position to obey the truth. God's eye has been upon such, as they have acted according to the light they have had, maintaining their integrity. Cornelius, a man of high position, maintained his religious experience, strictly walking in accordance with the light he had received. God had his eye upon him, and he sent his angel with a message to him. The heavenly messenger passed by the self-righteous ones and came to Cornelius and called him by name. And he said, "What is it, Lord?" And he said, "Thy prayers and thine alms are come up as a memorial before God." Acts 10, verse 4. Then instruction was given to him as to what he should do to receive greater knowledge. He was to become acquainted with the disciples of Christ. This record is made for the special benefit of those who are living in these last days. Many who have had great light have not appreciated and improved it as it was their privilege to do. They have not practiced the truth. And because of this, the Lord will bring in those who have lived up to all the light they have had. Those who have been privileged with opportunities to understand the truth and who have not obeyed its principles will be swayed by Satan's temptations for self-advancement. They will deny the principles of truth in practice and bring reproach upon the cause of God. Christ declares that he will spew these out of his mouth and leave them to follow their own course of actions to distinguish themselves. This course of action does indeed make them prominent as men that are unfaithful householders. The Lord will give his message to those who have walked in accordance with the light they have had, and will recognize them as true and faithful, according to the measurement of God. These men will take the place of those who, having light and knowledge, have walked not in the way of the Lord, but in the imagination of their own unsanctified hearts. We are now living in the last days, when the truth must be when spoken, when, in reproof and warning, it must be given to the world, irrespective of consequences. If there are some who will become offended and turn from the truth, we must bear in mind that there were those who did the same in Christ's day. When the greatest teacher the world has ever known spoke the truth, many of his disciples became offended and walked no more with him. But truth will bear away the victory. Those who will maintain the truth, irrespective of consequences, will offend some whose hearts are not in harmony with the truth as it is in Jesus. These persons cherish theories of their own, which are not the truth. The truth does not harmonize with their sentiments, and rather than give up their own ideas, they walk away from those who obey the truth. But there are men who will receive the truth, and these will take the places made vacant by those who become offended and leave the truth. They went out from us because they were not of us. 1 John 2, verse 19. Men of true Christian principle will take their place and will become faithful, trustworthy householders to advocate the Word of God in its true bearings and in its simplicity. The Lord will work so that the disaffected ones will be separated from the true and loyal ones. Those who, like Cornelius, will fear God and glorify Him will take their places. The ranks will not be diminished. Those who are firm and true will close up the vacancies that are made by those who become offended and apostatize. By the wonderful works of God, Cornelius was led to bring his energetic, faithful life in connection with the disciples of Christ. Thus shall it be in the last days. Many will prize the wisdom of God above any earthly advantage, and will obey the Word of God as the supreme standard. These will be led to great light. These will come to the knowledge of the truth and will seek to get this light of truth before those of their acquaintance who, like themselves, are anxious for the truth. Thus they become conscientious light bearers to the world. Themselves constrained by the love of God, they will constrain others and will improve every opportunity to invite and urge others to come and see the beauty of the truth, and to give their abilities to advance the work of God.
There is work of a superior order to be done. A clear understanding of business matters will qualify men to conduct business for the work and cause of God, to keep it upon a high and holy basis. The missionary work, in all its branches, needs wise, careful, judicious men, who have ability and experience to act in the capacity of treasurers, men who will prove trustworthy in bringing the truth before the men in the highways, and who will bring all the advantages of their experience, their soundness of principle, and their unbending integrity and uprightness into the work to which they are appointed. Faith unfeigned in its largeness and fullness is wanted just now.